This is the Daily Text for Friday, June 16, 2017. Where are we all going? John 17, verses 24 through 26. Father, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Consider this. Jesus finished his prayer with a petition and a promise. Jesus petitions the Father to let the disciples join him where he is and see the glory the Father gave him before the creation of the world. We are tempted to think of this as a request that the disciples join him in heaven and there see his heavenly glory. That idea isn't excluded, but I am taken with the fact that Jesus prays that the disciples will be with me where I am. Am. Not will be. Where is Jesus right now? He stands on the doorstep of the cross. The cross will reveal his glory as the Son who gives his life for the world. Before creation, the Son shared and expressed the self-giving love of God, and Jesus prays that the disciples will see and share this glory now. Sometimes we see the cross as a tragic necessity. But John 17 sees the cross as an incredible opportunity. The Son does not have to love, but delights in expressing the love of the Father. Above all, Jesus prays that the disciples understand the glory and the love that come together in the cross. I reflect on my own attitude. How often do I see love as an obligation and a sacrifice rather than an opportunity? How often do I look at the needs of others as something I have to meet, rather than a wonderful opening to love? Sometimes love seems costly, and it doesn't appear to have glory at all. Nothing could bring us closer to Jesus than to understand the glory of his love. The cross fulfills the love that the Son was given before creation itself. There is no pity or obligation or grudging sacrifice here. It is all glory. Jesus prays that his followers will be with him to see this and know this. And if we do, we will not be afraid of love. We will not fear love's costs or vulnerability or sacrifice. We will see love as fulfillment, as glory. Verses 25 and 26 then state a series of facts as a basis for the promise. The world does not know the Father, but the Son does. The Son has revealed the character of the Father to the disciples, and they have believed him. None of this is going to end with the cross. Jesus will continue to reveal the Father through the Spirit to those who believe. All this happens so that the Father's love will be in the disciples, as the Son himself is in them. So here is the resulting promise. As we believe in him, the love which he is and has will be in us, and he will enable us to love one another. This is where we're all going. We are going to be empowered for love. Christ in us will mean love is in us. John basically repeats this idea in his first letter. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. He loved us first. And we can see that love did not deplete him or rob him, just the opposite. The cross revealed the glory the Son always had. The more we understand this, the more natural it is to love and care for others. And when we hesitate to love, maybe we're looking at love the wrong way. Prayer. Righteous Father, help me to see love as glory and not as my obligation or duty. May Christ live in me, and may his love be so real to me that I am freed from all need for self-protection, freed from all fear, so that I can love as Christ has loved me. Amen. Questions. Can you think of times when loving seems more like an obligation than anything else? What seems to be the cost of love? If you think of Christ's love for you, does that help in loving others? If not, why not? For the Daily Text, this is Wade Pascal.